Lessons on Terrorism in Genesis?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the free witnessing booklet, Why Is There Death and Suffering? That's amazing, Ken. Does the book of Genesis really have something to say about terrorism?
Well, I think it does. For anyone who's willing to take God's word literally, the Bible speaks directly about all the major issues of our day. Of course, the Bible doesn't use the word terrorism, which is a modern term, but it does talk about senseless violence and the cause and the cure of violence. The Genesis account is essential to explaining the current war against terrorism. In fact, the book of Genesis is, in a sense, a textbook on violence. Now, here's how. Adam's sin brought violence into the world. Adam's first son, Cain, murdered his brother without feeling any guilt. Over time, Genesis 6 tells us the earth was filled with violence. But Genesis explains more than just the cause of violence. It gives God's solution. The Lord sent a global flood to destroy the sinful people on earth, but he also told Noah to build an ark to save his family, a picture of the salvation that he freely offered to all. Someday God will cleanse the earth with fire, and thankfully God offers an ark of salvation to protect us from the judgment to come. Yes, Genesis has a lot to say about terrorism and God's solution to it.
Many people are now wondering, if there's a God, why is there so much suffering and death? Read Ken Ham's free booklet, Why Is There Death and Suffering? By going to our website, answersradio.com.